Well, a hard-headed woman, a soft-hearted man, been the cause of trouble ever since the world began. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the
sister of what can we Rich, it is 94 WSB as we go every Thursday at this time. From one king to the next. Granted, it's a drop-down of multiple levels of kingdoms, but it's still a king. Our buddy Howard Askin, brought to us by our friends at Fingers, Wings, and other things in Conshohocken, open and CDC compliant just in time for opening day. Be ready to place your game day orders. How good does that sound? Game day orders coming up, obviously, and orders you can place before that as well at FWOT.com, F-W-O-T, FWOT.com. To the Swartz Cullerton guest line, if you're injured at work, get justice. Call Swartz Cullerton at 800-JUSTICE, the King, Howard Askin. How are you, King?
Just great. Got part of my walk in today. Did just under 7 miles, so I feel great. I feel like it's not many levels dropping down from the king. At least the king you're speaking to is still alive.
Well, I'm glad about that.
And, you know, and I can eat wings now, and Elvis would have problems eating
Ooh,
wings
look
right
at you
now.
Taking so a you're shot at Elvis. You're skinnier than ever, right?
Yeah, about 16 pounds.
Yeah, that's great.
So it's been probably the lightest I've been in at least 10 years.
That's awesome. All right, Howard, a lot to get to today, Sixers and Phillies. Let's start with the Phils. Do you think this is a playoff team this year?
Well, to answer that question directly, no, especially with the division set up they're in. And right. I know the other teams in their division have to play, and Larry Bowen and I talked about that last week on the air. They have to play the same teams. However, it's the wild card. They're not going to win the division. So it's the wild card, and the other divisions have it easier.
Yep.
So they have an easier chance to get the wild card. Are they a contender? Well, it's 60 games. Everybody's a contender. But the reality, do I think they will make the playoffs? No, I do not think they will make the playoffs because of the teams they have to play and the teams that the other teams don't have to play, and they have a better chance at the wild card spot.
We're asking today, who's the X-factor player for the Phillies in 2020? What's your answer, Howard?
Wow. Well, it's not a pitcher because it's every
It can be anybody. It can be anybody.
Yeah, I mean, I heard the guy say D.D. Gregorius, who's kind of been in the background. That's not a bad choice. Harper's going to be the same player he was, basically his 260-some hitter. I don't know how many home runs you're going to get in 60 games.
Right.
But I don't know that there's anybody else that would jump out at me. McCutcheon's healthy, but I don't know that he's going to play every day because of his age and coming back from that injury. JT Realmuto is going to be the same. I think it's D.D. Gregorius, who wasn't here last year, will be a better shortstop than the shortstop they had last year.
Uh-huh.
And Segura can't be any worse than Mikel Franco at third base. And I really do think that Kingery should play second base.
Howard, did they mess up not signing Cole Hamels or someone like that to come in and be a legit three?
I don't think so, because Cole Hamels talked about wanting to come back here. He wanted the money, and they weren't going to pay him as much as the Braves. And he was hurt, as it turned out. Remember, he was hurt at the beginning of the year. If there was a real season, he would have been hurt. He's had injuries. So when you look at it, hindsight's always easy because he had all kinds of time to heal, but that doesn't mean he's not going to break down again. And, you know, the second time around is not always the best time around. No, I do not think that for multiple reasons, which I just said, he wanted more money. They weren't going to give it to him. He's injury prone, and that proved to be true. So, no, I do not think they made a mistake.
How good is Adam Haseley? He's our center fielder.
He's probably a platoon guy. I would think Quinn, you know, I don't know, it might take the second game before he gets hurt. But he always gets hurt. But I think Haseley, we don't know how good Haseley is, but I would think he's a platoon player right now. So he's the center fielder, but he's the platoon center fielder. So I don't know if left-handers, you find more left-handers against the Phillies because you have Harper, you have Haseley, and you have, you know, you have some switch hitters in there, which is good too. But I don't know. I don't know how good Haseley is, but he wouldn't be the player that I'd say, well, you know, this guy could really make the difference. He could be okay. I think he's probably a nice player. That's probably all he is just a nice player.
Are the
and
Phillies?
I worry about their bullpen. That's another thing Bo talked about.
Yes.
The team with the strongest bullpen, not just a closer. because the starters aren't going to go more than four or five innings for at least the first three starts. So your bullpen, and he said the Cincinnati Reds, there's another team you have to worry about for the Phillies. If they don't finish number one, they're going to probably be a wild card team. They have a great bullpen, a great bullpen.
Are the Phillies making a mistake putting so much faith in Hector Neris as the closer?
Who else do you have, John?
Well, that's the problem. That's my question. I mean, yeah, is that a mistake?
Unless they find somebody else, he's the guy. Remember, if you bring back Gabe Kapler for the ex-FIP, he fits right in with that ex-FIP, whatever the hell that's supposed to mean.
Yeah. Howard, let's flip it to the Sixers. I know you were on that Zoom call with Brett Brown yesterday,
yep.
And he was talking up Joel Embiid with some big praise of the work he's put in. Do you trust Joel Embiid?
The answer to that question directly is no, because Brett Brown, he painted, I'm telling you, he's great at painting pictures or trying to paint pictures. I love the comment. Well, I don't want a C-level team because I can't take them to an A, but I can take a B to an A. What the hell is that supposed to mean? You know, and it's good to get, you know, a runway start. And it's all this nonsense. And he said great things about everybody. So I don't buy the fact. I mean, how many years does it take before you get in shape? And here's the other prop. You know, the first eight games really don't make any difference. They're in the playoffs. So the first eight games, they play eight games in 14 days. I would suspect that the first game out, Embiid would probably be on load management. it's a joke. No. I'm telling you, bet the house on this. There will be a game in those first eight that he doesn't play for load management. Not a question in my mind.
You know, it is possible, Howard, because they're playing every other day, if I remember right.
So that's correct. And back-to-back.
But that's not – here's the thing, though. In my opinion, that's not unreasonable. I mean, do I want Joel Embiid, before the playoffs begin, to play eight games in 16 days? And my answer is no, I don't.
Yeah, but the other team – well, wait a minute. Aren't you some of the guys that are talking about, well, they can move up and not play the Celtics?
I get you. I mean, it gets complicated. Okay. I'm just saying, honestly, I know what you're getting at, and I don't disagree. I wish Embiid, you know, could more consistently maintain and manage and all that, but, like, he is a 7'2" guy. There have been issues. I just don't I don't think he would play in eight games in 16 days. I don't think that's smart entering a playoff run when it really then matters.
No, I don't disagree for a change, Joe. I don't disagree that – they should save him for the playoffs and not worry about where they're going to make the playoffs. I think they're only going one round anyway. But it's just not making the play. I mean, they're making the playoffs. So to save him, yeah, but I think those games are probably going to be a little more tight than they would have been had there been the regular season. So, I mean, I can't even believe they're playing this. I can't believe that baseball's playing this. And they're just ready. Oh, yeah, well, if it's a guy test positive, let's kick him to the curb and bring somebody else in. I tell you, the YMCA is going to have a lot of players playing a lot of sports this year because that's where they're going to start getting players. That's the part that I don't like. And I think they give people a false sense of security, and I hope they don't have fans there. That would be terrible to put those fans at risk. Especially, I mean, think about what Houston doesn't even have any beds left in their hospitals. It's mind-boggling. But I tend to agree that you got to rest him to save him for the playoffs. And I asked Brett Brown a question yesterday. Does he really think that all his players are not going to try to get out and do something else? He says, well, you know, if they have responsibility. That didn't really answer my question. And that's the problem. And they will. I already know players – and I don't know that they're the Sixers players, have already thought about going out to different places and have been in contact with people to go to different places. Now, you're not supposed to come back for 14 days, but if you're practicing for 3 weeks and you go out in the beginning, you know, okay, 14 days, then I'm not going to practice. Who cares? So, and that's part of it, too.
Hey,
by the way, did James tell you that I was at that game that ended at 4:40?
Oh, the whole way?
Yeah, the whole thing. The whole thing. I stayed there for the whole thing.
How many people were there, Howard?
There wasn't many, but when you said they were vocal, yeah, because they're right. They all came from the bars. They were all wasted. You know, think about they stopped serving alcohol. Obviously, it's after 2 o'clock in the morning, but they were still wasted before they got in there. But here's the unreal part about that whole thing. They had fireworks scheduled for that night. They shot off the fireworks after the game, after it was over at 4:40 in the morning.
I didn't know that.
The neighbors went crazy. They thought they were getting bombed. They thought, what the hell's going on? There's like bombs coming down.
Oh my God.
After that, the city had to make a law, no fireworks after after midnight.
Oh, that's great.
They shot the fireworks off.
Hey, if you waited 11 hours, you deserved it.
Yeah, so when I was there, it was Mitchie Poo saved the day
awesome.
By getting that base hit.
Good stuff. So, Howard, great stuff. Stay safe and healthy, and we'll talk to you next
too.
Week.
And have a great 4th. And, Joe, congratulations on your first girlfriend at 48 years old.
So you say. Thank you, Howard. There he is.
Thanks,
the king.
Howard.
Howard Eskin with a shot on the way out the door. All right, to the phones. Let's talk to our buddy Jack in Santa Barbara. What's up, Jack?
Hey, Joe.
What's up, Jack?
Hey, congratulations. You got a girl.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so we could talk a little Sixers here, but I had this idea for you, too, if I may.
Sure. What's that?
Well, you're the Papa Shot King, and now we got the demographics with all the kids wanting AI to be the GOAT, so we know they'll pay attention to you. I think you could put together a great fundraiser on Zoom with Papa Shot. So, you know,
okay,
I think
take that under consideration.
Yeah.
All right.
So I can give you a song, or I can give you a famous guy.
Give me whatever you think's the best, Jack. You got
Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Wow, that's a big one.
Great answer.
You got it, Jack. Jack, thanks for the call, buddy.
What a song.
Jack loves to laugh at his own answers. I've noticed that before.
Rephrase. You could have stopped saying Jack loves to laugh, period.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He's a laugher. You know what? Here's the thing about being a laugher. You must be a happy guy.
I think it's good for you health-wise.
It's great. I mean, you know, I don't, you know, say that many sentences and then say, But at the same time,
maybe you should.
Maybe I should. I'd probably be a happier guy if I did.
Right.
All right, coming up.
I don't know what that was.
It actually sounded kind of like Jack.
I did a little research. Every once in a while, I do a little digging in for this show, a little research, and I checked out some notable Philly seasons from the past. And how they did in 60 games. What a 60-game season would have looked like with some of the notable seasons. I'll just say this. Sometimes they make the playoffs. Some glorious seasons. Sometimes they won't even make the playoffs. We'll address that coming up next as we get ready for a 60-game campaign from the Phils and all the calls in MB and whether you trust them. Jared Cameron, John Ritchie on WIP.